This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up on the show in about an hour, we're going to be joined by Greg Baldwin, who will be performing with Jay Moore all weekend at the Punchline SF. Greg is a longtime friend of the show. Used to actually work here at the station and decided I'm going to go ahead and be a stand-up guy. I'm going to be a stand-up comedian. So he'll be joining us in about an hour.
He's an inspiration, for sure.
Definitely.
Chase your dreams.
Yeah. And no matter how far down you fall, you can get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a difference in other people's lives, too. Greg Baldwin, everyone. Very inspirational.
Yay, Greg. By the way, someone wrote in, Newsom played baseball at Santa Clara, not football.
We're not talking about...
We're talking about No Name, right?
You're talking about Miss... Yeah.
The great... Radio show host No Name is who we're talking about. I didn't know he played football, though.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, no, we weren't talking about Gavin.
Maybe No Name sounded like Newsom.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
no,
good.
I have no idea where Gavin went to school.
No Name played at Wildin, you know, whatever. But he was he's a very smart guy, like extremely intelligent.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This part of the show is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny. That's us. You'll get 10% off any termite treatment. If you own a home, you should be checking for termites. You should check for those.
Mm-hmm.
They silently destroy your home. It says so right here. Protect your biggest investment. ATCO Pest Control, ATCO. Stopping termites before they even get started. Let's have that not happen.
I'm into that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Survivor's on tonight.
Mm.
The end. I put a trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I don't know about you, but I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan. I used to love all those dumb movies, and I loved Happy Gilmore, and I am looking at a picture of him in a Bruins jersey with a Big Bertha club in his hand, and I'm already in. Also, he keeps putting his daughters in everything. They're both in this. I think their names are Sadie and Sonny.
He puts everyone he knows in everything
he
does.
Well, they're his latest.
Yeah, so they're, I mean, everybody ends up in his films because he makes friends with them and says, sure, yeah, come on down.
And if you like PGA guys, like all the top PGA guys are in this movie. They talked about it on Full Swing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, sorry,
please go on. I wasn't even going to mention them, but there's because Julie Bowen is in. She's in the original, so he brought back a lot of the original characters and stuff. Everybody's, you know, it's here we are. Is it 30 years later? I don't know when the first one came out, but it's coming out. Let's see, Happy Gilmore 2. It's going to be on Netflix. Doesn't say it's going to theaters. On July 25th.
Well, they have that big deal with him where he's making 9 movies or something.
For like $1 billion.
Yeah.
which I have to say, sometimes you go, let's watch something funny. And then you type in comedy on and up pops his stuff that they paid him $1 billion for. And you go, yeah, all right, I'll see how that is.
I think he half-asses a lot of the stuff he makes, but I also give him credit. He does, in fact, do the work. Like, he's making films.
Yep, he is.
Some of the scenes you watch, you go, oh, come on. You guys just riffed for a minute. They're not even, oh, what a, blah. But he's making films and making bank. Who can hold it against him?
There's a few interesting cameos here. Margaret Qualley, that's Annie McDowell's daughter. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous. Eminem, they say he shot a funny as hell scene for the movie.
Sure.
Sandler said, I've known Eminem for a long time. He's a great guy. Came in, it's funny as hell. Just hung out with him for a day. He shot and shot, and he was insane. He said, a million things we can use, a million we're glad we have him on tape.
It's like Adam's ear.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's my Adam. Yeah. Thank you.
Cold chills.
Let's see here. I guess that there's Bad Bunny is going to be his caddy in this. Okay. Ben Stiller is in it. The evil nursing home orderly Hal. That's who he's playing.
I feel like, and again, I actually like.
Oh, Travis Kelsey's in it.
I like this guy just fine. Sandler, I mean.
Yes.
But I bet you every single extra is someone from his life too. Like,
oh yeah,
this is the guy that parks my car, and this is the guy that gets get coffee over here. It's just
I like to be surrounded by my friends.
Mm-hmm. Let everybody enjoy.
Oh, it's good. Feels good.
So when's that coming out?
July 25th, and it's on Netflix. And I put there's a trailer, so which is exciting. It's fun. It's a super funny, like, you know, just a little clippy trailer and. Put it up on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook page. The funniest guy from that class is in heaven.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. And then Spade, I think, is also.
Oh, I love David Spade.
He's too good.
You're right. That was a good time on SNL. There were some good characters on there. And...
But the most successful by far is Sandler.
Mm. Oh, for sure. He continues to just crank out. And he'll even do Vanity Piece where it's, you know, him really acting. Like, he's had a few fairly serious pieces. I can't remember the name of it, but he made a movie that his two daughters star in, and I enjoyed it. I thought there we go. That's sort of, and he's in it, and it's clearly like his movie. And okay, so now here's an update on Tracy Morgan. It's confirmed he had food poisoning, confirmed by him. It could be anything. He could have drunk himself to that point, and we'd have to go, okay, well, he says he has food poisoning, so we're going to go with that. But they took him to the hospital. Tracy Morgan was at a Knicks game Monday night, Madison Square Garden, and you can find video of this. I advise you not to look for it. It is projectile and it is copious. You don't want to see it. You think you want to see it. You don't want to. I did see it and went, oh no, I can never not see it. Every time I close my eyes now, there it is burned on just in my retina.
You love it.
Oh, you know me. That sympathy gag reflex is strong.
Where are the spoons at? Soup.
Oh, God, Vinny. Stop it. Tracy Morgan says it was food poisoning. That's what caused him to throw up and then have a bloody nose and be wheeled out of Madison Square Garden. Tracy shared a picture of himself in the hospital saying, I appreciate my MSG family, the Madison Square Garden, for taking such good care of me. And I need to shout out to the crew that had to clean that up. Thank you. More importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I throw up on the court, so I'll probably have to break that out again in the playoffs. Hilarious. Doing comedy from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So anyway, there's that. It sounds like...
Go Warriors.
Yes. If we have to throw up on the court for them, we'll do it. Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks. Actually, we'll have the guys at the game do it. I'm sure they're willing to. Nick Cannon is in the news today. He goes on somebody's podcast. Now, Nick Cannon, here's what I know about Nick Cannon. Lots of kids. Started with some kids with Mariah Carey. Is clearly not done having kids. He has 12 now. I think one passed, so he may have 11 living children. But he is not, he's saying he's not done. He goes on some podcast, and there's a couple of other There's a couple of other people on it. Two NFL stars. One of them is Ryan Clark and one of them is Channing Crowder. And they are talking about how they both had vasectomies after having a few kids. They're like, gonna go ahead and get the snipperoo.
Right.
And
can't afford to be paying for kids that I don't want.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Nick looks at them and goes, I'm feeling like this is some kind of intervention or something. And they're like, well, I mean, it's not formally an intervention, but maybe. And right, the Crowder guy goes, it's another man at this table that needs to be thinking about that, referring to Nick. He says, I would not get a vasectomy. I'm not done. That's the quote. I'm not done.
I don't know what to make of his attitude about having kids. I know it's not possible to be a good dad in the scenario he's set up. I know it. He's not around. You right. can't be. Showing up for photo shoots and paying for the rent is fine, but that's not the job, dude. But that said, Elon does the exact same goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's, I mean, he's in enough trouble for different reasons, but he's.
No, I think that of him. I think he's terrible.
Throwing kids at every woman that will say yes. And right. someone said when we were talking about Amber Heard, who had a kid and they don't know who the father is, someone wrote in and said, it's Elon.
It could be Elon because she will not say who the father is. And she did date him briefly.
And she might be getting paid to raise that child.
Well, and also that is true. She hasn't been like clamoring for work. And she said she was going to give all that Johnny Depp money to charity too, after she got some kind of settlement. She did have it via surrogate. So it is quite possible that they didn't even have to do the deed in order to make that happen.
So. Elon has 14 children.
Right.
Oh, I thought you only had 13. Did you just have a new one?
It says 14 here. So
no, I believe it.
With four different women.
And possibly more.
And again.
And secret children.
The rumor is Amber Heard's kid is his.
Yeah. Well, if you're Elon and you believe that you are a genius and that you got to keep on keeping on, you owe it to the world to produce as many children as possible. And you have... He did hit $400 billion. I don't know what he's worth right now, but he's the first person to ever hit $400 billion. However many kids he has, he could take a literal $1 billion and put it into just a high yield, high interest account. He could put it in a no interest account. He could, if he just peeled off, what are we at? 13 kids? 14 kids? What'd you say? 14 kids?
14.
$14 billion is like, it's not even 1% of his net worth. Like he could give each one of them $10 billion.
Look, making sure the mom has enough money to raise the kid is certainly
part
of
it.
Good thing.
It's not fathering. It's not dadding.
It's not.
But it is buying them everything that can be bought.
He's an interesting. Now I'm talking about Elon. Okay. He's interesting in the sense that he seemed to want people to love him, and that's why he went on SNL, and that's why he was doing things that seemed
like me.
What kind of CEO is out there doing this much stuff? Like, nobody does that.
Right.
But then when the public, opinion changed on him, he went full villain.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
And it happened right around the time he carried the sink into Twitter.
Give me my black hat. I'm just going to take this role and play it all the way. And I still wonder,
he is the true Dork Johnson.
If you... I'm not taking the bait on that.
Oh.
If you...
That's too bad. For a second, I thought I had you.
The line's out. Come on. She's just reeling it in. Come on, Van. Take it.
Come on, Van.
Anyway, Nick Cannon, what about him?
He was asked if he would have more kids with one of the women he already has children with, or if he's out there looking for new women to have children with. And he just doesn't want to limit himself. He says, I don't know. That's the thing. I leave it to the Lord. I just bone and bone and bone. If the Lord chooses to give me some more kids, I welcome them. He first became a dad in 2011. Monroe and Moroccan. Those are the kids with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey. They're 13 now. He also has sons Golden, 8, Rise, 2, and daughter Powerful, 4, with Brittany Bell. 3-year-old twins Zion and Zillion, which I think is Zion. I think it's Zillionaire is the kid's name, Zillionaire. And daughter named Beautiful, 2, with Abby De La Rosa. Son Legendary, 2, with Bree Taisi, and daughter Onyx, 2, with Lanisha Cole. He's got 2 kids with Alyssa Scott, a Zen who died at 5 months old from brain cancer, and a 2-year-old daughter named Halo Marie Cannon, born in December of 2022. And he says, God decides when we're done, but I do have my hands full. Then he just leaves. He's like, oh God, my hands are so full. I gotta go visit the other mamas. He says, I'm so focused. I'm locked in. But when I'm 85, you never know. I might have more. But no vasectomy for Burnett Cannon.
I don't have a vasectomy. Do you?
No.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about getting one?
Well, we're on...
an IUD?
Yeah. It's something that has removed any kind of regular...
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not even a question. I don't have to...
Yeah.
If she said, I'm getting rid of this, it's bugging me, and I'm also going to start boning you a lot, I would say, yeah, I'm already in line at the vasectomy store.
buy a bag of frozen peas.
I take it the second bullet point is the really important one. She's got to agree to bone you a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some sex involved. If there's some boning, then yes, I'm already at the store in
line.
Will
this guarantee me more action?
Right.
Because I'll do it. This is just a stat. In the U.S., 100 million of us are now paying for music streaming subscriptions, which is almost a third of all Americans now have that. And honestly...
imagine that number worldwide.
Right.
And then explain to me
third
how
of all people.
Any musician is poor.
I know. So this was the Recording Industry Association of America revealed a new figure in its latest year-end report, while also reporting that revenue growth slowed to 3%. It did still, you know, they still had an uptick, but it wasn't the 8% from the year before. The U.S. music market has now surpassed 100 million paid subscribers on streaming services. Which, I don't know what you're paying monthly, and I know there's all different tiers and there's all different one streamers that you can do, but I'm paying easily between 15 and 25 bucks a month, you know, specifically for music stuff. I subscribe to several different things and I also pay for my kids' lives, and I know they subscribe to several different things. And if you take that amount of money that I pay, let's call it, you know, 10 bucks a month, and times it by 100 million people per month, just in the US, there is no reason that every artist isn't making a kajillion dollars. This was the RIAA's 2024 year-end report. It came out yesterday. The milestone figure comes as they reported, let's see, the U.S. recorded revenue growth to $17.7 billion, an all-time high. Vinyl sales stayed strong. They grew to about $1.4 billion in 2024. That's significant. Those figures paint a rosier picture than the pre-streaming days when they say rampant music piracy just ate into all the profits for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Labels, artists, nobody was making any money. This year's report confirms streaming growth is slowing down to 3% from 8% the year before. They're saying it is the dominant source of revenue, streaming now. That's, in fact, I'm looking at one of those pie charts. Digital downloads, some people do still do that, accounts for about 2% of all music industry revenue.
Well, I'm sure their friends, you know, haven't gotten through to them yet. But at some point, when your friends keep telling you...
You already own that.
I own all the music, and I pay a low monthly fee. All of it. I own all... Anything you can think of, I can play. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
For paying a monthly fee, about the amount you pay for that one record you bought. The one. I have all of them.
I got all of them.
It does get to the
point. At some
point,
you go, no, I should really do that.
I'm really just throwing money down the trash.
So digital downloads that some people are still doing, 2% of all the revenue. Physical, whatever the medium is.
Hard copy.
Hard copy, whether it's on a CD or a disc or a cassette. I don't know. 8-track. I don't know what you're buying your stuff on.
Mini disc.
Sure. Mini disc. Remember that?
We gave those away at the place I worked in San Diego.
Is that so?
Some of the records were coming through on mini disc. I remember an Ozzy, the one with No More Tears on it, in mini disc.
No More Tears.
It's a good album.
It was.
Physical copies on physical media, about 11% of all the sales, which even that, I'm like, oh, that's pretty high. 11%. Okay. 10% of Americans, 11% of Americans are still doing that. Streaming, though, is 84%. I know it doesn't add up to 100. They have something here called Sync that is 2%. I don't know what that means. I see. Figures don't add to 100 due to rounding. Okay. Either way, we are paying for music streaming subscriptions, and that is how we're getting a lot of our music. That's where the RIAA is getting all its money from. So congratulations to them. Please remember that you didn't write or produce or create or sing or perform on those songs. Artists should be paid appropriately from the $17 billion that came in.
It's such a common story when I talk to people about in different arts. Like in one art that in particular, a guy who drew a bunch of the Santa Cruz skateboard art. There's a movie about him and he did all this art.
Yeah.
And they were making millions selling these skateboards with his art. And he's an artist and he's not a businessman. And he didn't
get any of that money.
Well, he had to, you know, it came to a situation. I haven't even watched the movie, so I don't know how they came to a settlement, but there needed to be a settlement. Mm. He was clearly
being robbed,
mad to say the least. And that becomes a problem. A lot of artists end up bitter and hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, here's a person who had this spirit going through them, whether it's music, you know, musicality
or
painting or drawing or whatever
it
is. Here's this thing that's pure and beautiful. And then they end up broke because some businessman took advantage of them. And they're like, it turns them into really hostile people. It's very sad. And I'm sure that they curse Spotify often.
Mm.
That guy, every time he opens his mouth.
Oh, to just poop on the very thing he's selling.
You should just make some more content. That's the move.
Mm. You should jump off that building or I'm going to push you. All right, Vincenzo, what you got coming up?
A bunch of stuff, including the best backyard games and more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's fun. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice973 Instagram and see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
Right now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing. That's $364 a month for one of these sick,
incredible
Mach-Es. I love mine. I mean, I really love it.
So stunning, too. It's a badass car.
I'm actually really proud to represent. I love my car. $364 awesome. A month with zero down payment. And Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free. The guys came out, put the thing in. Now charging like that. Get full details at frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. Mm-hmm. They're in Santa Clara or San Jose or Cupertino. Or
somewhere in
they're
that
all
little
in that
snarl,
little,
yeah.
There's a little Ooh. Circle there that just seems to have borders all everything.
So convenient.
Frontier Ford. Check them out. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
Right now, it's not as cloudy as I feared, and yet they're saying clouds today for most places and a chance for an evening shower. None of that atmospheric river stuff, but a possible little, you know,
a
shower.
Blip.
Yeah, just
a little
just a tad, just a dash, all just right. A little. So there's that.
A dash of rain. A little fall of rain.
This is a big one I wanted to mention real quick before I get to the backyard games, which we all love to play, and summer's
we
around the corner. I can
do.
See it. I can see it from here. Do you see summer? I see it.
I can always see it. I always know where it is and how far away we are and when it's going to happen. I love summer. I got the first little blooms on my cherry tree yesterday.
Oh.
The bees were already swarming. I'm like, oh, it's you can't stop it now.
Stranded space station astronauts Anita Williams and Butch Wilmore finally came home yesterday.
Yay.
They splashed down off the coast of Florida around 6 p.m. Eastern time.
How long had they been up there? Can they walk?
I'm getting to that part
sorry.
Because you are so interested in this kind of thing. And I really, they went up on Boeing's Starliner capsule last June and were supposed to be there 8 days, but the ship's thrusters malfunctioned, so they couldn't come home on it.
Oh, boy.
They ended up hanging out in space for 9 months, more than 280 days. That's a long time. It's not the record, though. Astronaut Frank Rubio was up there for 371 straight days in 2022 and 23. Mm. A Russian cosmonaut holds the overall record, 437 straight days in outer space.
Do they say anything about what happened to him physically?
Royally affects your body, which, you know, I realize you're like, we got to get off this planet. Everybody follow me.
Well, this is how we figure out how to do it, Vinny.
Right.
Things like the International Space Station.
The least of the things that happens is your face puffs up, your muscles and your bones deteriorate. Your vision gets blurry as your eyeballs start to flatten from fluid buildup. There's a list.
Mm.
But this is the stuff that happens if, you know, you go to outer space for too long.
Yeah. Weightlessness is not what we're designed for.
Right.
Got to have some kind of we need a spinning barrel. So we have some centrifugal force to hold us. We walk around on the walls. That's what we got to do.
Like in Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
Are you done?
No.
Did you get to the other thing yet?
I don't think so, no.
You would know. You'd know.
Okay.
You haven't.
You're a slow reader.
Yeah, you are.
I read a few pages.
I tear through.
Few pages at night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Happy National Backyard Day, everyone.
Thank you. Tell me.
It's a thing.
Everything. I do love my backyard.
If you need proof that backyards are better than front yards, only one of them has its own day, and it's your backyard.
Ah. Well, your front yard is just what's out front. I want to be out back. I like the backyard.
Whether you're barbecuing.
Yeah. You don't barbecue
just
in your
hanging
front yard.
Out. What's your go-to game to play in the backyard? Now, it's been a long time since I've been to your house, but for a minute there, you had a badminton court.
We still have that available. Oh. Yeah, John put these sleeves in the ground so that we can just take out the net and stick it in and not have to worry about, like, you know, sometimes you have to put strings to support the thing, and he just put two sleeves in right into our lawn, right where, boom.
Doesn't Pat keep tripping on it, though? Isn't there a hole there?
No, there's just a small hole like that, uh-huh. And it goes down into the ground. It's not sticking up out of the ground.
Oh.
We walk over with the net and put one side down into the ground.
Got it.
And then there's a cap for it so it doesn't fill up with dirt and stuff.
Okay,
you know?
The cap is what I was saying. I mean, you could trip on that even if it's flat on the ground. It's, whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, no, my Coors Light!
But our game is cornhole.
Cornhole is number one.
Is it number one? I'm not surprised. Like you were saying the other day, like everyone plays this now.
Cornhole's a biggie. Well, I was also pickleball, which I don't think you can play in your backyard, but that seems like...
You need some space for that.
To have taken over the world.
Mm.
Anyway, here's the list of things people love to play in their backyard. Croquet.
Oh, I do like croquet. That's fine.
Ladder toss.
We play that too.
Get out of here.
It's two small balls attached by a little rope and a little ladder with three tiers of, you know, what each thing is worth. And then you throw you sort of have a swing going. So you've got one ball in your hand and one ball swinging, and you figure out a swing and you flip it over and it goes end over end and wraps around.
That sounds like an old timey weapon.
One of the
ladders. Isn't that something you try to throw around someone's neck and it goes. No?
No, some kind of garrote. I don't think so.
Oh.
At first I thought you were going to say like nunchucks, but it's just two little balls and it's not for choking. But you are right. I can see now that those would act as handles. And if I went twice around your neck real quick and then gave him a jerk
to the
throw.
Out. Gave it a good throw. If you got good at that, sure. One would catch and the other would zip around you and you'd be like, oh. Right. We're both acting out
how to choke
from the ladder
toss.
That's
pretty good, I thought.
Anyway, it's gotten popular over the last 20 years. It seems to be a big deal.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
The company is called Ladder Golf LLC. They sell sets.
Yeah.
So you bought the set.
I don't know.
You're not just using your ladder.
Oh, no, no. We bought a thing. There's two standing ladders, small. You can't climb them. They're very flimsy backyard toys.
Oh, okay.
It's all about having the balls that are connected by the rope.
Is lawn darts on the deck?
Lawn darts?
You know what?
Really?
Lawn darts are illegal. They're on the list.
They are illegal.
Because
people can get stabbed with those.
Yeah.
But when we were kids, we were hucking those things. I loved lawn darts. I love the heft of them and how far they fly. Woo.
Badminton, horseshoes, kickball.
Yeah. Kickball.
You got to have a pretty
good You have to have a good size yard for that.
You could do it at your house.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could.
It's a little narrow back there.
Ah.
We'll give it a try, Vin.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Two-hand touch. I guess they're talking about like you football.
I think you need a field for that. Like some people do have, I mean, here in California, we're not known for our giant backyards, but elsewhere.
But yeah.
In Texas, I'm sure if there's
nationwide, it turns out as soon as I moved out of California, the yards don't even have fences.
Yeah, no.
Your yard goes right into the next guy's yard and into the next guy's.
Yeah.
Which there's a benefit to both, you know? I mean, I'm sure if you're trying to lay out naked, Ellie.
Yes.
It's a problem, but if your dog wants to go chase a ball, you don't have it hitting the fence all the time.
It can go all as far as it wants to. Yeah.
Wiffle ball's on the list. We used to love wiffle ball. I mean, we would get ripped, which the idea kind of everything's fun when you're all ripped. But yeah, we'd play wiffle ball a lot on the beach.
Wiffle ball's wicked fun. And nobody gets hurt. Like, you know, even if you get hit really fast with the wiffle ball, you're like, oh, okay. I mean, even the bats are just like cheap plastic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hollow. Yep. You'd be fine.
Bocce ball and cornhole at number one. Mm. It's the go-to game now. Everyone loves it. And everyone does. And I have one of those sets.
Yeah.
We don't really play it, but it's there.
Well, it's one of those games you set it up, and then if you're having a party in your backyard, having a backyard barbecue, and it's there, someone will walk over and start playing with it, whether it's the kids or, you know, two dudes who are getting all chesty with each other. I'm going to kick your ass at cornhole. This I got to see. Let's have a look at that.
Getting chesty over Coors Lights. That's a thing.
Right. As Pat calls it, beer-flavored water.
Here's your headline. Sorority girl's mugshot goes viral.
Uh-oh, what did she do?
They arrested Miss America.
Oh.
She's very pretty, and it's funny, pretty people.
They usually don't get arrested. Well, someone goes, oh, you're so pretty. Huh?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I know a little bit about this. I was also arrested in Georgia.
Oh.
For speeding.
Mm. Is that what she got arrested for?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a thing there. I know it's.
They know we're just passing through.
I know it sounds like I'm trying to excuse myself, but we were just doing a radio bit. I had listeners in the car with me.
Wow.
And we were trying to get to the next town in time for the next clue, for the next thing that we were doing on the radio. I needed to pick up the pace. We were behind.
Yeah.
And then the policeman pulls up. He doesn't get behind me and go, boop.
Boo. No.
He comes like a bat out of nowhere, right up next to me, and gets as close as he can without hitting me, and points to the side like, "Get over! What are you crazy?"
Had he been like, following you?
No,
are you sure?
I'm sure. Yes, we weren't.
Seems so.
I wasn't
immediately
wasted.
Mad.
No, he was mad, and I was like, "Jeez, what is going on?" Pull over, and he's like, follow me to the police station.
They take you in for speeding?
Took me in.
Because they want their money.
Me.
You didn't have Georgia plates, so he's like, we're going to get some money out of you.
The radio station had to...
Hey, we had to pay him. We had to
oh, the radio station paid for it at least?
They had to.
There was no way. He had no money.
I got no money. So either the bit ends right here.
In Georgia.
Or you guys pay me, and then, you know... There are the listeners in the car rolling the videotape as I come out of jail. I believe one of them goes, well, there's our badass.
Wow. Like,
there he is.
I'm kind of mad.
Jail over a ticket.
Well, when I got arrested in Mexico, going into Mexico, the station had to pay for me to be unarrested to the Mexican police.
Mm-hmm.
And they made me pay it back.
Yeah, that's... Because you,
it was my fault.
That was them.
What were you doing?
Us helping you out of a situation you had gotten yourself into.
I was in the customs line and we were drunk and we were racing to see who would get through first. And I said, I think I got there and I'm like, yeah. And I was like, you know, cheering because I'd made it first. And they didn't care for that very much. And they pulled me out of line. And yeah, I mean,
it was trouble from the get go.
All the drunken Americans
trip.
They deal with and that set them off. I'm sure you did something else.
I don't know what else I did, but
well, They were like, he looks rich. Let's grab him.
Yeah, maybe.
That's and then we were laughing. And that was the other thing. We were laughing. Like, I didn't, like, at first I was like, it was a joke. And I'm like, ah, ha, ha. And they're like, this is not funny. You were going back to the United States right now. And they threw me in a room. And
oh, boy.
Yeah.
A sorority girl's stunning mugshot has set the internet ablaze.
Can I see
after
it? She,
yeah, I'm going to show it to you in a second. After she was pictured smiling ear to ear in the grainy police picture, Lily Stewart was arrested for speeding in excess of maximum limits. And I read the story, I went, I know that feeling. Mm. Like, you're taking me in? What the?
How about just, here's my address, send me a ticket.
Kind of backwater place is this? Jerkwater USA, stupid jail. And we did drive by places that were like had, you know, washers and dryers in the front yard and
front yard
the laundry
junker.
Hanging. Yeah, sure. Oh my God. Yeah. Where am I?
Georgia.
I was in Durnville.
Exactly. Bill.
Right. Anyway, they say here, they posted her picture. I'll show it to you. Wait, let me find that. Here's her mugshot.
Oh, God, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Beautiful girl. Yeah, she's, she looks like Lady Rose from Downton Abbey.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Neither does anyone else.
I'm sure they do. She played Cinderella later with Rob Stark was Prince Charming in that one.
Of course, the comments online are, guilty of stealing my heart, Your Honor. I guess being pretty is a crime now.
Yeah, oh, that's funny. Oh, people are so smart on the
Your
internet.
Your Honor, she was just trying to get to brunch for bottomless mimosas.
Hello. She does look like that girl.
Yeah.
She does have that sorority girl look.
She isn't a sorority, by the way.
Mm, funny. Of course she is. Look at her.
I got a speeding ticket running to this post.
I get it.
To see her picture.
It's adorable, yeah.
Anyway, so she's now...
Congrats
and
on being
her
adorable.
Not arrested.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
She's pretty. She's, you
long,
know...
Long, like light brown hair with a gentle
she
wave
is
in
on
her.
The back
oh,
of a boat.
She looks
oh,
so
look
natural
her.
On a boat. Oh, she belongs there.
Somehow...
Somebody with a yacht needs to scoop her up.
Here she is, gorgeous by some
oh,
more water.
Look at that. That looks like Italy. Oh, I'm just in Italy looking... Fabu.
Somehow this will translate into
money. Sure, she'll be an influencer.
A great life for her. Absolutely.
I bet she's already got plenty. She's hot. She's a hot chick.
She's 1 second from being the next Hawk Tua. Learn a lesson, by the way. Don't come up with your own Bitcoin or whatever the heck got that girl fired.
Yeah.
Or canceled or whatever.
What, she's
we do now.
Selling NFTs or
something.
Yeah. She's like, I don't even know what this is, but Hawk Tua, you should get it. I think that's like what she
says. That was exactly her catchphrase.
Stupid.
She puts that into everything she says. Where is she now? On the Talk to a podcast.
I don't think they're doing it. Is that
no,
gone? It's all
no,
gone, right?
No,
that thing went under because she was, she got involved with the wrong people,
and she was
it sounds
top
like.
Top of the charts for a while.
She was. All right, God, I'm going to tell you guys all about how I do stuff to boys' areas. And all the boys went, okay, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
Octua.
Well, I mean, don't
Octua
we all?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds great. Keep talking.
What did she say? Spit on that thing?
Spit on that thing. Octua. Gross. But good for her. Good for her. It's wonderful. Everybody should really be able to carve out their place in the world with some kind of great catchphrase.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Let's see here. Vinny is thinking of a bolo. Weapon.
Oh.
Oh. Bolo.
650. Not a garrote. It's a bolo.
Okay. I wouldn't know the difference between all the ways that you can murder. I only murder people in my mind. I don't do it in real life. So.
Huh?
Hi. What's she looking at me like that for? Oh, you think I murder people in real
well,
life?
Well,
could you please keep my secrets from me?
A little silence
Hello?
Might just uncork you. So I wonder.
Only in my mind.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Very bloody, though. Very gory. Murder. Most foul.
Murder. Sarah, you pay $10 a month for streaming?
I don't know what I pay. I think it's like $10 to Amazon, $10 to Apple, and $10 to Spotify. I'm sure that's wrong. I'm sure I pay $50 a month for streaming. With everybody I know, I'm paying for their streaming services.
707 is a great example, not only to the Bay Area listener, but to the world.
Mm.
I get my music from Alice Radio.
Yes, you do.
That is where you don't need anything else. You don't.
Good vibes and variety right here.
Got it. Right at Alice 973. And coming up, we've got Greg Baldwin, who's performing with Jay Moore all weekend at the Punchline SF.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.